The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective, all things hot and all things not, news, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Radio Boomers Live. And Retha is back
good
in
morning,
action.
Good morning, good morning, good
morning. Retha is plugged back in, huh, Retha?
I'm back.
I'm back.
True.
See? She's,
unfortunately, I was not away working. I was having a what would have been a major surgery, say 10 or so years ago. Now it's a relatively minor surgery. It went very successfully. I had an aneurysm on my aorta. They were able to go in, put a stent in it, or around it, or over it, or in it. I'm not sure exactly what they did, but it worked, and I just thank God that I was born when I was and needed it when I had, at a time where it was such a safe and non-invasive surgery. And in fact, if I had had this maybe 20 years ago, they wouldn't have even found it.
Yeah, amazing.
I'm
so, Retha, when you're writing your book, The Resilient Factor, Retha just keeps coming back and back. Not
well, that's
bad,
it about us baby boomers. We're strong.
Well,
I'll tell you, everybody loves to come back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you know, that's true. The procedures today are so much different. When you talk to the nurses and doctors, what they used to do 20 years ago, it's just in and out today. But anyway, we got to move along here. We've got, wait till we get our amazing guest.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topics.
Hot topics. Well, of course, everyone's talking about the Grammys first thing this morning. The Grammys were very interesting. They were very long, but for the most part, they were good. I remember years ago when people said, let's not politicize the award shows. And they pretty much did. Okay, that's obviously out the window. Everything is politicized now between black dresses and white roses. But I have to say, most of it was done in good taste. Most of the show was wonderful. My guy Bruno Mars won like 5 trophies. He is amazing. I loved his performance. I loved most of the performances. I'm not a big hip-hop fan. It has come into its own, which I guess is okay. But it's not my favorite genre of music. I listen to some of that. Jay-Z got shut out, which amazed some people. And Lorde was apparently ignored, which bred the hashtag Grammy So Male. You know, one of the presidents or something on the show said, if women want more work, they need to step up. And I agree. There have been years when lots of women have won because their music was amazing. Again, was there bias? I don't know. Giving everybody trophies on the basketball team in high school breeds this idea of everybody should be winning. Everybody doesn't win. I'm in high school, you know. If you win, you deserve to win. If you don't deserve to win, you don't get a trophy. But all in all, I thought the Grammys were great. And you had topics, Joe?
Well, we got the Dow. We got closing at 26,392. It's 95 new record closings since the election. And the House Intelligence Committee voting on releasing the Obama administration surveillance memos alleging abuse of foreign intelligence surveillance, and the FBI Deputy Director Andy McCabe is stepping down. A deadline approaching to fund the, you know what happens when the government shuts down. That's not a good thing. It actually shuts down. Well, it's coming up again February 8th. Democrats versus Republicans and what they're going to come up with. And the Grammys, according to Vox.com, releases Well, highs and lows about the events. They said some of the comments were they had a little bit on the confusing with productions, and they had the structure was a little in the whiplash-inducing category. I didn't watch it, Reith, but anyway, so we got good news on the goodnewsnetwork.org. On this day, on the 29th, 60 years ago, I want to throw in a little happy news. You know, I'm tired of the other news. Actor Paul Newman and Joanna Woodward, for those of us boomers who remember that, they were married. Marriage lasted 50 years. They were in 11 films, and they actually the marriage came along from the Long Hot Summer. That's, I think, where they decided to get married. And what else we got? What happened on the 29th? Well, back in 1845, January 3rd, The Raven, if you remember, Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven was published. And Sleeping Beauty came out.
The Raven Nevermore.
Yeah, Raven Nevermore. And then they also started the Hall of Fame on January 29th. And Ty Cobb, Babe Ruth were inducted. And just real quick, a few, the soccer, international soccer star, big, anybody who's into soccer, if I can pronounce it right, Zlatan Ibrahimovic is heading to California from in Melbourne, Australia. The tennis star Fedman is back to, he beats Cilic in the Aussie final. And the Kings coach, if you've seen this, he kind of fainted during the game. And Super Bowl 2018, 13 years ago, we watched the Patriots defeat the Eagles, and now it's time for a comeback. So we'll see what happens in the rematch Sunday. And Tiger Woods is kind of back in the scene. Reed, I don't know if you follow that kind of stuff with the golfing, but Tiger's back. He basically is back in the PGA Tour. So I just
I don't know the difference between a birdie and an eagle, but I know he's back on the tour.
A birdie's a little smaller than an eagle. The eagle.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. But anyway, so that kind of touches base on some of the news. And like I said, I try to keep a little positive in there, Reith, because, you know, we can't keep just talking about the basic news. It's not happy enough. We need more happy news.
No,
in there.
It's depressing. But that brings us.
But we have a very interesting guest, and this lady fits right into what we're looking for and the people she works with. As far as positive and thinking young and all this kind of stuff, Carol Creekmore, she's
well,
starting a new reality show.
Let's go to the commercial first.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easyway Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit easywaypromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. Easy Way specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the Easy Way TV film on channel, podcast radio station, and Easy Way magazine. Learn more about the beautiful Easy Way Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z. because, well, we... Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
And that's how we do it, the easy way. Eric has worked very hard to get the easy way where it's at, but recently I just was so anxious to get our guest put out there that I jumped in a commercial. But Carol Creekmore, Carol is she's starting a new reality show hitting Punch, the award-winning Punch TV, and it's a reality series called Diva Glammas, and this is what I want to talk about, because talking about an experience and you know, the way in which you think and so on and so forth, oh, we'll get into that. But anyway, she's been an airline stewardess. She's worked with the DMV for 36 years, a lot of stories there, and she's associated with the Audience Unlimited, a lot of stories, but acting, dancing, a lifetime of experience and a positive attitude. Carol Creekmore. Carol, you're on with us.
Yes, I found
there she
got
is.
On. Good morning.
Drum roll.
Good morning.
Carol, this is Aretha Gray. Aretha, Carol.
Hi.
Welcome,
hi, Aretha. How are you?
I'm great. And I'm really excited to hear. First of all, I heard you were a Soul Train dancer.
Oh, yeah, back in the 70s when the show first started. The show came out here to California in 1970. I actually started on the third season. My partner, Rick, Ricardo Bass, was already on the show. He had been on the show already two seasons, and he was without a partner. So a friend of mine on the cheerleading squad, Daryl Mitchell, asked me would I be his partner, and that I needed to bring another friend with me. So I took the cheerleading captain, Sandra Johnson, with me, and we didn't have to do any auditioning or anything. We just walked right on in. It was amazing.
Wow. And, you know, we remember back they gave Eric his own section at the L.A. Convention Center and the Soul Train dancer there, and wow, talking about knocking it out of the park. Do you remember that, Carol? That was
Oh, yes, I was there. We had so much fun. Yeah, we have three generations of Soul Train, 70s, 80s, 90s, and then it ran until 2003. So it was the longest-running syndicated show for 33 years, and no one's ever matched it.
And, Carol, you and I were chatting on the phone a little bit before the show. You're talking about three generations. These generations sure come and go fast, don't they?
It goes by so fast. Unbelievable.
Oh,
it goes by so fast. And I'm just losing people all around me. Like we were talking, you know, my dad just passed away on Christmas Eve. Yeah. And this friend, I had another friend. I lost another friend that weekend. And as we age and get older, I guess it's bound to happen, but it still hurts. It still hurts.
But now,
yeah,
it does. It does. It's a big loss. And but we were talking, and the Diva Glammas, you know, this is quite a thing you guys are putting together. And I don't know if you realize that I think that basically it's going to have a really big impact on the motivational side of everything and the can-do attitude with seniors and retirees, because it seems like the attitude there is you guys can get out and just keep going at any age, dancing, traveling, all kinds of stuff. So how did you come up with the idea for Diva Glammas? Where'd that come from?
Well, actually, the creator of the show is Queen Turner, and she came up with the idea from a friend of hers that has a reality show. And so she thought to herself, oh, my goodness, because she has 17 grandchildren. So she said, well, yes, if they can do it, you know, I can do it, you know, and I think that grandmas should be able to be out there and still enjoy the second half of their life. We do not have to sit down and take it, be in our rocking chairs and babysit our grandkids all the time. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but you can live life and enjoy it still the same.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to give it up.
They had this horrible story on the other day about how if you're 53, you're too old to wear jeans. I wanted to slap the TV.
They see the jeans like I wear at 63, they'll be surprised, you know?
We can wear ripped jeans. We can wear jeans just like everybody else.
We sure can. And sometimes they can't realize, you know, our age. They look at us and, what? You're what?
Yeah.
You know, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Carol, I think we've got to switch that second half of life statement. You know, the second...
I want to know what a diva glamour, wow, I can't even say it. I want to know what that is. Define that for me.
Well, a diva glamour, again, is not giving up her family or anything. We're juggling God first, you know, family second, and work third. So we're involved in our families like we should be, but we're out enjoying life. We're not just sitting down, bring the kids over. You know what I mean? You're going to bring the kids over, you have to schedule because I'm too busy for that. You know? for you.
But, Carol, I think let's change a metaphor today on the show, and we're going to give Carol Creek more credit for that and Queen Turner and you guys at the Diva Glammas. We're going to give you credit. Now, instead of the second half, we're entering our second half in life. Let's make it midlife, because we haven't even started yet. You know, we took a lot of time working.
Not really.
Now we're going to get rolling. You know what I mean? Let's put this state of mind as we're just getting started. You know, like Reese is always jumping out of a plane or going scuba diving or doing something crazy, and she's a good example. You know, so that's what we're going to do, because you know the Diva Glamour, that's kind of what it's all about. So. What do you think, just getting into this, what makes your reality show a little different from the rest? Because you do have a different twist.
We do. We're not the normal reality show with, I don't want to call them young kids, but they are. They're in their late 20s, early 30s, and it has taken to the negative side somewhat. Not anything on OWN. OWN has all the positive realities, you know, that kind of thing, but they get into fighting and arguing and who's with this man and that kind of thing. No, we don't have that. We're not that at all. We're showing, you know, how you can just enjoy your life. Just enjoy it. Just get out and do things and enjoy it. You know, eat right, exercise, and take care of yourself.
Yep.
You know, the
So, Carol, how is this? Like, you wake up in the morning, you do your thing. We all do our thing. We're ready to go when we're ready to go. Now, all of a sudden, you got cameras in it. So, what's it like to share your personal lives with the public? I mean, now you got a camera in your face all the time. It's a little different.
Yeah, well, again, it's reality, but it's not to that point yet because we're just in. So, we're given a.
Yeah.
So our lives are all, like I said, 17 grandchildren, 6 great-grand. It's so much there, my family. And we have 6 grandmas, and we all have different stories to our lives. And right now,
and some of you,
like I said.
Some of you have experienced a divorce and so on, like many, many people. What do you think you've got out of that that you can share real quick, you know, that you've learned?
That just because you're divorced doesn't mean your life is over, you know? A lot of people feel that they can't move on. You know, they're divorced, they don't get another husband, or they're widowed, and that's the end. No, it isn't. Matter of fact, 10 times. And she's looking for husband 11, okay?
Yeah.
My marriage on the other hand, my marriage, on the other hand, I wish it could have worked out, you know, because I love the institution of marriage. It was nice, but it just didn't, you know, work out the way that I would have liked it to work out. But what you gonna do? what you're going to do.
Well,
so
I understand that all six of the Glamas were on the Easy Way Live show.
Yes, we were on Saturday. We were. It was great.
Now that must be a hoot to have six Glamas and Eric.
Yeah, it was so much
so
fun. Eric is
Easy Way
awesome.
Live.
Mm-hmm. He is so positive and uplifting. He's a go-getter. I'm just so proud of him. I know you're proud of him, aren't you, Jim?
I'm proud of him, you know, and he keeps his faith first. I mean, wherever we go, he takes his time to say his prayers. And he has, you know what it is? And some guy said this. He was a big shot in Hollywood, and I was talking to him. He said, you know, I've been in this business 50 years, and he said, I just like getting up in the morning knowing I'm going to be working with Eric. He just has a good spirit, and he brings something new to the whole table here. And
he
stuff
really
like that.
Does.
So what's up? All right, so Diva Glamas, Carol, what's the bottom line? What do you want the viewers to take away from when they watch your show? What do you think, in a nutshell?
Go after your dreams. Never give up.
There you go.
It may seem like they're not happening, you know, but it is in God's time. Go after your dreams. Really, just go after them. Don't give up. Don't hold your dreams on the shelf like I did for so many years, giving up my dreams for the Department of Motor Vehicles. Okay?
You know what? That's a whole other show. I'll bet you can hit us with some interesting stories with that. And you did hit me with one real quick before the show. You're associated with the Audience Unlimited, and you said you had a little story about Betty White.
I was there when Betty White received her SAG Award. You know, and I was like, after all these years, she's just now getting a SAG Award in her 80s, you know, her late 70s. She's just now getting a SAG Award. But I was so proud, and it was so nice to be there. And she's such a sweetheart. She, you know, didn't say, you know, leave me alone or anything like that. She greeted me, you know, I said hi to her, you know, because she's always been like an idol to me with that never give up spirit. And I look at Betty and I say, if she can do it, I can do it, you know.
And Betty,
you know,
Morgan
Freeman did his
now.
First movie.
She's
at
96.
Is she?
She's 96, yes.
Oh, that time just
she
flew
just
by.
Had her birthday
it really
the other
flew
day.
By. Oh.
Wow.
Amazing.
Well, Carol, I want to thank you for popping on our show, and I want to include you and the girls, the Diva Glamas, in with our, when we get around to doing it, I've talked to Reese about this and Eric, we're going to have an Easy Way Day, you know, no business, no stuff, glitz and glamour, just going to get out and relax somewhere, maybe go to Catalina, just kick back. What do you think? You want to join us?
That sounds great. We'd love to do that. That
I
sounds great.
So.
I hope you don't mind cameras, though.
Ah, cameras are fine. We'll bring
of
a few cameras because it'll be fun. we're just going to have a
now,
fun
Carol,
day. You know, just a fun
Carol,
day.
Carol, are you on social media? Is there any way that we can follow you?
Oh, yes. The Diva Glamas, excuse me. We have a page on Facebook, the Diva Glamas. We're also on Instagram. And my tag is Carol Creekmore. That's Carol with an E. CaroleCreekmore. So you can hit me up on Facebook and follow me. And also, I'm the same tag on Instagram. I don't know what I am on Twitter because, you know, I'm from that generation. I'm just getting with it, you know.
We're getting there.
Well, I
talk to Lisa. She's the tech lady.
I look forward to seeing the Glamas perform and do what they do, and encouraging all of us to just follow our dreams and never give up.
There you go.
Yes, we are on Wednesday nights, Punch TV at 9 o'clock. Join us.
Wednesday at 9, sounds good. I'll be there with bells on. Thank you again, Carol. You guys are great, and you're really motivational people. And we're going to move along, and I'm going to be seeing you March 24th at the Medical Center over there, Business Center, and that's going to be a fun time. We're going to have a good time.
Oh, yes. I'm very excited.
Are you going to be
very
dancing?
Excited about it. Yes.
She's
going to
be dancing.
Are you
going to
be dancing? Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh. The famous Soul Train line. You're going to have to go down that famous Soul
All
Train
right.
line. And the thing about it, when you go to every party, everybody has a Soul Train line, you know, because that's the thing to do at a party to make your party successful. but this is different. It will be a real Soul Train line.
Oh,
with the real dancers. Yeah, with the real dancers from Soul Train.
That's next month, February 24th.
24th.
Easy. And it's birthday, and we're going to have a party.
Yes.
Party.
We're excited about it. So we'll see you there. We're looking forward to it.
Well, thank you for joining us this morning, Carol.
Thank you for having me.
And guys, I just want to March 24th. Sometimes it's a baby boomer slip here, but March 24th.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway,
oh.
We will be there with bells, and it's going to be great, and save a dance for me. And
I surely will. You got to go down the Soul Train line. That's what you got.
I'm going to do that. That's going to be great. All right, guys, moving along. We got we're going to shoot
time.
Right in the Carmelita's Corner here.
Are we? Are we going to go to Tech Time or Carmelita? We'll go by the music.
Yeah, we'll go by the music.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's Tech Time.
Well, do you get all those crazy messages that I get? Either on Twitter or Facebook, and it says, pass this on to everybody you know. Apple's giving away free computers, or Dolly Parton just had her 25th facelift. Just crazy stuff. And then they ask you to pass it on. Guys, do me a favor. Before you send it to anybody else, fact check it. It's very easy to do. My favorite go-to website to fact check anything is Snoops, SNOPES.com. They keep up with everything. They're just amazing to me. And some stuff might be even years old, but they still have fact checked it, and it may be passed around for the 10th or 11th time, but they keep their website up to date. You can just go to Snoops.com. They have a little place where you can type in your question or whatever the situation is, and it'll take you to whether it's an urban legend or whether or not it's true. Even the stuff about the president, crazy stuff about the president that we may tend to want to believe, may not be true. So go to Snoops, check it out. Things about stars, go to Snoops, check it out. And don't just pass stuff on. Sometimes that stuff has a virus attached or it has spyware attached. You don't know, so don't just pass things on and delete it off your website. First check it, fact check it, make sure that it is or is not true, and if it's not true, delete it off your page and certainly don't send it on to others. I'm sick of it. My mailbox just fills up with this junk again. Some of it may be true, but you can always check it out. So that's my Tech Time for today. Jim, let's go on to your Jim.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
Not exciting. Seems like people are turning to Amazon. 2017 revenue was $37.96 billion. On the flip side, Amazon top retailers closing stores, well, among the top retailers closing stores in 2016. Now, I don't want to put just a negative. There's all kinds of sides to this. You know, when one goes down, others come up, so on. But Sports Authority closed 460 stores. Walmart closed 269. Kmart, 78. Ralph Lauren, 50 stores. So a lot of stores closing, but then I look to the fastest growing industries. Now, that was, you know, like I say, let's keep it positive. Okay, so I found these in INC.com and the fastest five growing industries in the U.S. All right, we got five peer to peer lending platforms, medical marijuana. Number three was cider production, rising demand for hard cider for alcohol and non alcoholic types. Two was telehealth services, companies that use technology to deliver medical services and health education. And number one, motion capture software developers and pulling data from live action performances to produce 3D. Okay, so you got one side they're closing. Well, there's other sides opening. And look at what Amazon does. You know, Amazon looking for its second headquarters location. That's going to be a lot of jobs opening up. And their buildings, 8.1 million square feet, 33 buildings, 24 restaurants, 40,000 employees. So you kind of see where it's going. Capital investment, $3.7 billion. Operational costs, $1.4 billion. That's a little less than us. And compensation to employees, $25.7 billion. I'm going to leave it at that because I'm anxious for Carmelita's Corner. And there you go, a little bit for business. Carmelita's Corner is up.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning. Good morning. And I am looking forward to having my special guest today, who is Michael St. John. Are you there, Michael?
Yes. Can you hear me all right?
All righty. Well, I'm telling you, the more I learn about you, the more I realize who I know. My goodness, you've got so many credits. It's unbelievable. and you are also multifaceted. I like to call myself multi-multi sometimes when people ask, what do I do? Because my usual answer is a jack of all trades and master of most. And I think you and I are both in the same ballpark there. You are an actor. You are a producer. You are a writer for the Canyon News and also a celebrated author, and I can't wait to get my hands on your book, Hollywood from the Back Door. And how can I go about doing that?
Well, Hollywood through the Back Door through Amazon. And
okay.
Do it. Yes, yes. It's through the back door. Some people say from the back door, but it's Hollywood through the back door.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, definitely need to know that because I'm sure that our audience will also want to get their hands on Hollywood through the back door. Can you tell us some of the interesting stories? Let's talk about your friendship first with Elvis Presley.
Oh yes. Well, when I first got to Hollywood in the 50s, of course, Elvis was coming out as well, and I was doing a film with Dorothy Dandridge and Harry Belafonte, Pearl Bailey. You know those names. Those are iconic names in the industry. And I was doing the role of T-Bone, and I had a mutual friend with Elvis, Sonny West. And they were over at Paramount, and I was at RKO doing some rehearsing. And so they came over, and he said, I want you to meet a friend of mine. His name is Elvis. Frankly, I was not into Elvis' this kind of music at the time because I studied classical music, and I was into, you know, other types of singers. But, of course, I vaguely knew who he was. So we, from that moment on, he seemed to take to me, and I took to him. And he was rather protective after that, and he got me my first car. And that was rather a surprise because I was supposed to go to a premiere, And Sonny says, well, he asked about me, Elvis did. He says, how's that kid, T-Bone over there at the RKO? He says, he's okay, but he's going to a premiere. And he says he's going to catch a taxi. And Elvis started laughing profusely. He said, that's ridiculous. I like that kid. He's going to do some things in this industry. And about 2 or 3 days later, I got the car. And it was very, very nice. So it was a shock. So surprised because I woke up one morning, I had my house in the valley, and I looked outside, there's a car in my driveway, And I said,
boy.
My God, I'm going to call the police. People are parking in my on my lawn. And so there was a note out there. This is for you, Mikey. Enjoy, and you make sure you, you know, wear the kind of suit, you know, for the premiere. And I might see you at the premiere, whatever, Elvis. So that was very nice from that. From that moment on, we were very good friends all through the years. And when I started really writing seriously, and for fan magazines, et cetera, for, you know, for Photoplay and places and books like that, and Movie Star magazine, and of course, later on, my own magazine for Players International, which is at 8060 Melrose, right up there on the corner. I, anytime I need a, you know, something that, that no one had about Elvis, he would make sure he'd ask Sonny or one of his other gang to give me a call and say, give it to St. John, give it to Mike. And if he then the day he shot out the television in Las Vegas, he got so upset about something. And Sonny called me. I was in New York. And he says, I got something very special for you. You know, he told me what it was. And I had to, you know, the move on everybody else in the industry. So that helped me tremendously with my writing career and being accepted at all sorts of parties and studio situations and even getting roles as well, you know, as they used to do in the old days with Hedda, who was my boss as well, Hedda Hopper, you know, people like that. Luella didn't like me too much because I liked Hedda, so there was a bit of a rivalry there. So I know you've heard about that because you've been in the business a long time. So it's been rather interesting, rather fascinating. But I found that they taught me how to be independent. I couldn't depend on really anybody else. I had to go out there and hustle. You know, if you know you had something, you know, you can't cry the blues about it, feel sorry for yourself, and get uptight if you don't get a role. If you lose one thing, go to the next. You know, that's why we have the trades, the reporter and the variety, you know. So they taught me how to be a little tough and very direct. That helped me in my directing, in my producing, and actually going and, you know, all through my whole life in Hollywood from USC, because I was a student at USC as well, and at that time in the 50s. So I was very lucky when I, you know, could meet, you know, wonderful people like Cecil B. DeMille and Stravinsky and people like that. And I've been very, very lucky to meet the iconic people of the world because of where I went to school or where I performed or whatever. And so I have no complaint. You know, most people say, well, we couldn't do this, do that because of my personal color, et cetera. Yeah. But you know something, I challenged everything. And because that nerve, that desire, that determination to win, well, you know, things became easier for me. After a while, I never thought about it. If I needed something, I had to do something, I'd go to the studio, get to the gate, and go directly to the producer or the director and talk to them. Here I am. They would laugh.
Oh, right. That's a good one. Here I am.
Yeah. And they laugh at me, really, Carmelita, they laugh at me and said, read this line or read this script and I want to hear how you read this character. That's how I got my roles. I never really had that many agents, you know, because they had so many other people on their list and they were working for them and many of them were working for that specific agent a long time. So I would be at the bottom of the list. But I understood the reality. So therefore, you understand where you are. If you have to change things, you go and change it, you know. But most of all, Carmela, you've got to be prepared. As an actor, you should know what acting is all about. You know some of the historical plays, like Shakespeare, Shaw, you know, I know some of the great writers. And I mean, so many young people today, they depend on the improv theater, thinking that is not theater, that's a technique. You know, you learn in class.
I want to bring up something that I overlooked in my last interview. The beautiful lady, Leanne Liv, who was one of the stars. In fact, she was the main character in a movie called Hybristophilia, which I looked up the definition of. It's quite interesting. It's someone who is enamored of a person who has created a high crime, you know, which is quite interesting. And in one of the actors in that movie is our very own Eric Zulli. Did you know that he was in that movie?
No, no, I didn't know Eric was even acting. I knew he was like being a...
yeah, well, he's also a man of many talents, you know. I mean, I just watch him and he just keeps zooming and like a rocket, you know, so much going on.
I know,
and,
but I know he has a lot of energy and he has that determination. And he'll do anything to get on the cover of a magazine. He better shut up.
Oh, hey, he was on the cover of the Hollywood Weekly magazine, and I happen to have been the journalist that put him in that position because I wrote a 5-page article about him. I'm one of the journalists with that magazine, and also I'm connected to the magazine that Eric has produced, and he just informed me that you were also one of the journalists with his magazine.
Yeah. At the outset, I was a contributor, but something happened or whatever. And then, too, I got ill, too, you know. And actually, it took a long time for me to recover. And the most people said, why aren't you doing this, Mike, et cetera. But then I had to also get my play. You know, I feel thin coming on. And I was readying that, too. And people from the industry that I'd known for 40 or 45 years or so say, Michael, we want to see a script of that play, I Feel Thin Coming On. You know, that's why Marla Gibbs and Ruta Lee and people like Leon Isaac Kennedy, they're starring in my play, which opens in April. You know, and the only reason why I feel rather lucky as well, because they know how what it means to me. Because the play is really, Kavali, it is based on the beginning, or the early part of my book, the early days before I got to Hollywood. And that was very traumatic. And I had to do I had a lot of challenges, like most people when they're growing up back east in the 50s. You know, there was the civil rights thing was lingering in the air, and I had to deal with that. I was in high school, you know, I had to deal with that. And all the opportunities. Then I was on radio and television back in Philly when I was about 12 or 13 years old. So I've been
and that's your hometown, Philadelphia.
Oh, huh?
And that's your hometown, Philadelphia, correct?
No, Philadelphia is the town city closest to my town. I was raised in Morton, Pennsylvania, which is about 9 miles from the city. So I had to catch a train to 30th Street in Philly to get there for concerts and lectures. And, of course, the University of Pennsylvania was there and Penn State. I mean, all those places, a lot of places were there. And a lot of other things that made it very interesting and helped me intellectually to wheel and deal with what was happening in the world realistically. And the Duke of Canterbury came from England to speak, and I was fortunate to listen to him as about 13 years old. And then Paul Robeson, you know, great black bass baritone singer, you know, people like Marian Anderson. I got to meet them and hear their actual concerts, you know.
Oh, that's history right there. Especially Paul Robeson. And I've heard his voice from his recordings, and he is amazing, was amazing.
Yes, I went to hear him perform Ballads for Americans. When I heard him that evening, one of my teachers took me, and she went to school with him because he's a Philadelphia boy as well. She took me backstage, and I met him. And when he opened his mouth to speak, I almost fell apart. His voice was so beautiful. I said, this is who I want to be like, Paul Robeson. So I want to sing Ballads for Americans. So eventually when I got to San Francisco, I took a class just in music, just a special class, and they asked me if I have heard of Paul Robeson, of course, and Ballads for Americans. I said, of course. And so they said, could you perform it? So I got my biggest wish in the world. That was about 6 or 7 or 8 years ago when I took the special class. And I performed it with an orchestra and singers. And it was thrilling. I almost cried on stage. And I just felt that moment.
Oh, I can imagine. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yes, yes. Those type of things, Carmelita, you do not forget.
Absolutely.
And it does your whole life, you know.
Right. Now, you know, you were working on a production with a mutual friend of mine, Gloria Berlin. She's one of my board members on my organization. She was Frank Sinatra's live-in girlfriend after Rita Hayworth dropped him. I mean, not Rita Hayworth, Ava Gardner, excuse me. lived with him. In Rancho Mirage for a couple of years, and she's also the realtor who sold Michael Jackson Neverland Ranch, and she just turned 90 years young this month, January 12th.
That young lady, that lady can get around. She is.
She can really get around.
As Frank would say, Gloria is quite a broad. she gets out there and really, I mean, I admire her so much. And I was doing a project with her for a documentary. They were shooting a documentary on my life in Hollywood and, you know, back east as well on Broadway. And I needed someone, because I met her at one of your big organizations in at the Sportsman's
yes,
Lodge.
Yes, I recall, you know.
Right.
You both were there.
Yes.
At the Southern California Motion Picture Council's St. Patrick event, as a matter of fact.
Exactly. And she was so wonderful. And we still are working on the documentary, but because of my illness, and I could barely move at times, my energy was so
low.
Oh,
my goodness. I had no idea, Michael.
Yeah, I was really close to the end there, but I fought back and decided.
Oh my
no,
gosh! Well, you know, you are on my prayer list ever since I found out that you've been ill. You know.
Yeah.
For whatever, you know, I do believe in prayer. You know, whatever that does
do
to help.
Well, but I tell you something, Carmelita. When I think of my grandmother, when I grew up, she was from the South, and she used to work in the cotton fields and do all sorts of things. She survived, and when she was at 87 years old, she was still going out with her cane, walking about a mile to catch a bus to go to work, you know.
My goodness.
And,
wow.
I said, if Grandma could do that, I'm going to survive and do the same thing and really, I know, check on my dreams and keep it going.
Yes. You know, she's a beautiful woman. I've had the opportunity to take a photograph of her, you know,
in
some of the events that I go to. But listen, Michael, we're going to have another session because our time is close to an end now. And so we're going to have to get on our horse and right off into the sunset. But before we go, I want to give a shout-out to our audience to let them tune in to EasyWayNetwork.com to hear all of the upcoming events. And the main one coming up is March the 24th when Eric is going to be presenting a benefit during his birthday. And, of course, I know he will give you all the details before we leave the air. And I want to just thank you for being an interesting guest. I knew you would. I knew I was inviting the right person to be my guest today. And so we look forward to seeing you again soon.
Well, thank you very, very much. And, I respect you guys for going out there and raising hell and making people know
where we're sitting. Well, for the right reasons.
for the right reasons. I hope we can maintain that premise. Do you know what I mean? And
yes.
Tomorrow, I'm going to tell you quickly, I'm doing a TV interview in Hawaii. There, we're setting a thing that I can do that. Hawaii is a big show there. And I'm going to mention your show and how much fun it was as well. Because we should all
great.
Work together and let people know who we are and how they can listen to you. So I want to join that crowd of people who are one of your supporters as well, Carmelita. I want to thank you profusely for the show, and happy days.
Happy day to you, Michael, and many, many more. And I thank God for keeping you up and keeping you well.
Thank you so much.
Wow. I don't know, Aretha, if Carmelita ever gets tired of hitting home runs with the guests she has on. You know, talk about a who's who and interesting people. Amazing.
Well, she knows some amazing people for sure. And, I was really happy to hear his story about Elvis because there were rumors for years of how Elvis was prejudiced. And I've heard from so many people that that was so not true. So I was glad to hear his story, how Elvis just gave him a car.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I heard an interesting story. One of my favorites, and this guy was a favorite of mine when I was a little kid, and it was Satchmo. And I don't know. He had such a magic way about him with his personality. And, we'll tell the story later. But moving right along here, we got Frank Hillering might be jumping on with us, and we might have Eric popping on with us because this event we have coming up March 24th is going to be a big one. And
I
just wanted
to make
Eric?
It happen sooner.
Oh, here we
Hello,
go.
Hello, Jim.
There's Frank. Frank's drowned out by Eric's drum roll. Sorry, Frank.
Okay, that was funny. That was funny. What's going on, guys? Hey, everybody.
Go.
Radio Boomers Live Land. I want to say thank you to my friend Carol Creekmore. And Michael St. John is a good friend of mine, too. And I'm so glad
Michael
to hear, Michael,
John
that you...
Carol.
Yeah, he pulled through on his health illness, and he was a great addition to our magazine, and he's still there if he wants to be. But Carmelita, great segment and great interview with,
as usual.
With Carol. Frank, hey, how you doing, man? Are you there?
Eric, this is an exciting show. This is an exciting show, and we had Eric, we had Frank pop on. You know, Frank's always, I got to grab Frank. He's always jumping on a plane flying to Europe or something. But Frank's got an amazing. Amazing
Frank,
wife.
Frank's
got to
be a little bit
day.
Louder. Frank, you got to yell, man. We can't. I usually you're the one dominating the conversation, but are you like, did you not get enough sleep or what?
Frank's wife Rhoda stopped by. She brought her gifts and that, and she's an amazing lady with her allure. I mean,
oh yeah. Well,
anyway.
and you know, Allure Med Aesthetics is a beauty. Company that is amazing in what they do with your skin and just rejuvenating you, making you look younger. And they're one of our clients, actually. They're one of our members. And we just did a big event.
It's kind of like
that
movie
well.
With that machine. When you walk in on the machine and then it opens up and the other person walks out. That's what it's like when you walk into the front door of Allure. You walk in.
I forgot
in
to say what's up to Retha, too. Retha, hey.
Retha's back.
Retha's
back. Jesus, back on track.
Jim's hot this morning. What can we say? Jim is on fire this morning.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I'm
but you know, I'm not
back now.
You're so busy. I'm not used to you being on the show anymore. So you know, I'm glad you're back. But you know, and you too. I know that I was listening here and there. I've been in meetings, but I always have my phone on listening to the show. And I heard that you were in the hospital or something like that. And I'm glad that you're back. And prayers do work. Prayers are amazing. And
Risa's always back.
I want to also give it up to God too. You know, I mean, God is the reason everything
oh, yeah,
that
we
we're doing is happening, and He's just empowering us in a big way. And we got to fight the good fight. We got to fight the evil. We got to fight all this these hard times.
We're rocking
and
rolling.
We all go through. It's crazy. But
Reason and I were talking about it. It's going to be a good 2000, and we're saying this before. You know, the 2017 one of the shows. I don't know. We got a feeling 2018 is going to be a good year, and it sure started out that way. I mean,
so I want to, you know, you guys mentioned the event, and we don't have a whole lot of time on air, but I want to say thank you to a couple of particular people. We just brought on some new stuff, and if you guys go to Easy Way Pay, if you look up Eric Zulu's birthday, anything like that, you'll see the event invite on Facebook. It's also on our Easy Way Events group. And if you like our events, if you like anything to do with events in Easy Way, you definitely want to join that group. But recently we just brought on Sita Couture, which is a really high-end dress designer. Amazing stuff. Sita Couture. And they're going to be donating some dresses for the auction and, you know, the fundraising aspect of things. We also brought on my friend Brady Farmer, who is a celebrity chef. He cooks for P. Diddy and just tons of people. He's got like 200,000 something views right now, being a private. So he's going to be our VIP chef. And then we have the Apa Tacos Australia, who's going to be doing the tacos with the steak and chicken and shrimp. And I mean, we're already at $120 VPs and, you know, Soul Train and Cedar, you know, I mean, like Carol Creekmore and yeah, they were just on my show, and all the glammas, all the diva glammas are going to be there at the event. Women of Achievement's going to be there. The disabled veterans, the Knights of Columbus, you know, Voice America. We just brought on Holyfield's network, guys. Come on, Evander Holyfield's TV network is going to be covering this thing. They're on Samsung and Philips TVs and Roku and Apple, and they're all over the place. And then SheTV, Women's Broadcast Network, Getty Images, Wire Image, Extra. Like, everybody's getting on this. There's NFL players, the president of NFL Los Angeles, Players Association LA, Paul Pratt from the Green Bay Packers. There's four other NFL people I'm talking to get confirmation. 790 KABC Radio. I mean, this is just out of control now. And I strongly recommend, if you guys haven't RSVP'd, if you haven't gotten your tickets, easywayrsvp.com. The seats are going to be filled in the next 2 weeks, the way it's looking. Actors, reporters covering. We got over 44 stars, and we're expecting 100. At this point, we haven't even hit February yet. This is crazy. And it's God, yeah. It's my birthday, and it's American Cancer Society. It's going to be a benefit. We're going to raise – our goal is $100,000. And I hope you guys – you know, Evan Disney from Magic Castle Magician, he'll be performing. You know, and I mean – we
love
did
it.
This a while back. And I have to talk to Carol, and I have to talk to Queen, and I have to talk to Dante, and I have to talk to people that we deal with, and my boy Charles Whitmore. But we had – it was like 30-something Soul Train dancers on our stage a couple of years ago at the Los Angeles
Convention Center.
And when I had them on my radio show, they remembered me. If you go back and you listen, go to ericzulli.com/shows. Just press the play button.
Yep.
It was an amazing interview with all six of the Glammas. You can hear them. Oh, yeah, we remember you. Oh, yeah, we remember that. Da, 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 da. I'm very, very
positive.
That was
a great time.
I would be shocked if we didn't have the whole Soul Train group there again.
Talking about drawing a crowd at the LA Convention Center, they gave, well, you know, they gave Eric his own section there, and they call it Easy Street. And, boy, when the Soul
Easy
Train
Way
dancers
Street.
Started.
Man,
Easy
Way,
Way. Street, yeah. Easy Way Street. And when they performed, I'll tell you, talking about drawing a crowd, you know.
Yeah, and
was,
also too,
it was an exciting time.
You know, Michael St. John, he also, I don't know if he mentioned this, but he was like the correct me if I'm wrong, and this is my opinion that I'm stating this, but I remember he was like the first black president for NBC or something like that. I mean, like, you know, Michael's a pretty heavy hitter. I'm hopefully he'll be there. But what we're going to be doing, guys, is a full VIP section. For the super, super, super VIPs. And then there's going to be a section for like 300-400 something people regularly. The red carpet's going to be about 20 feet long. We got about 16 media confirmations as of now, still two months out. And Aretha's going to be on stage twerking, I hear. I heard there's going to be like a battle between Soul Train and Aretha Gray from Betty White's After.
Well, we're saying it. I don't know if it's going
to
happen.
What can I say? I always wanted to be on Soul Train. I had friends that were on Soul Train. I wasn't that great of a dancer, though, to be honest.
No, yeah, but they have that.
I would so love to host that. I want to, and we can create a show on Easy Way TV. You know, celebrities versus Soul Train doing the dance moves and stuff. I was telling, you know, when I was interviewing them, I was telling them, Aretha, I'm surprised you didn't get casted in the show. I mean, a show called Diva Glammas, which are our grandmas. Running around, you know, being young and enjoying themselves and positive, and I told him that we need to do a twerking contest for Aretha versus the Diva Glamas. What do you think, Aretha?
Works for
well,
me.
Well, that sounds interesting. I mean, I don't want to put Aretha on the spot on this, you know, but I'll leave it up to her as far as
the But if they were on Soul Train in the 70s, then I'm a more mature Glamma than they are.
And Eric, I don't know. Claudia invited me to go through the thing, you know, when they go through the little, what do you call that, Reese? When they travel through their dance thing, you know.
It's the Soul Train line. Come on.
The Soul Train line. That's it, yeah.
The baby boomer moment. So, we're working on like a baby boomer sound. So every time you guys do that, we're going to go like, oh, there it is again or something. Like, you know, we're working on something.
Yeah,
funny.
A little beep or something.
We're happy we can remember our own name, okay?
Reeve, I still remember when I was talking to Eric one time and asking him, I mean, I was out the store, so Eric, have you seen my phone? So I okay. Forget that one.
And guess where his phone was, guys?
I was in my hand.
In his hand.
Of course. That's where mine
he's
is.
Like, he's pointing to me with his phone going, do you know where my phone is?
I'm holding the phone. But anyway, it's just one of those things. But, hey, Frank, what's going on out there?
Frank is the director with the Easy Way business situation, and we're getting so many calls. Like, people are calling the 877-399-2929, and, they're hitting him on the Easy Way business side. So he just texted me and said, I had to go. He just got a call. So that's
good.
Another thing, too, guys. If you want to get in with Easy Way in any way, just call in to 877-399-2929. That's 877-EASY-WAY-BIZ. And that's the best way to do anything with us at this point, easywaynetwork@gmail.com. And join the group. Join the Easy Way Fam Club. We're at almost 1,300-something members. That's going to be the main group from now on. And it's for you guys. We're all one big, happy digital family. And, I mean, it works, doesn't it, Aretha, Dad? I mean, you can see it on social media.
I don't know if Aretha's got up with the show yet, but every morning, Aretha, so far, Eric has started a little live stream show in the morning. And, you know, the psychology, when you wake up in the morning, it's very important to wake up with something positive, not just looking on your cell phone, seeing business, or turning on the TV, seeing some bad news. You're supposed to start some positive stuff, and it really affects you the rest of your day. So Eric's got this positive thing he does, and, you know, just a talk show, what do you call it, live stream, and everybody's jumping on and sharing. You know, it's a fun way to start.
What I do is it's a live stream Facebook show on my Eric Zulli personal page, and then it goes out to all of our hundreds of other pages and groups. But what it is it's just a fun-filled way to start your day. It's the easy way to start your day. But we promote anybody that comes on live. And we say, hey, you know, where are you from? What business do you do? Who do you want to connect with? How can you advance your business? You know, and it's kind of like a little small taste of the Easy Way experience. And you see like hundreds of comments. Our average is 300-something comments when we do one of these live streams. And a bunch of people meeting each other and talking to one another. It's called the digital handshake effect.
It's
well,
fun.
You're online all the time, it seems like, morning, noon, and night. I pick up my phone, and Easy Way is doing something, live streaming, texting, tweeting. It's amazing. And I know I've seen you sit in meetings or be at events, and you're still texting. It's
what's
amazing.
Tough for me, Aretha, is when Eric throws the live camera in my face, and, you know, in the morning, I'm not ready for that. And he said, jump on, Dad, come on. I said, no, Eric, it's different when you're 35.
Oh, you love it.
You know?
You love it. You love that
no,
fame.
No, I don't know.
Tonight.
No, not really.
It. That's what's fun
about
it,
behind the scenes. Yeah. But
it's see his face, like, afterwards when you go on Facebook and then you actually see and he doesn't know that he's on camera and, like, his hair's sticking up.
Believe me, it's not so much fun seeing my face anymore in the mirror. I'll tell you, who is that guy? It goes so fast. But, no, we're really excited. It's going to be a fun time. And March 24th, the Anaheim Business Expo Center. And I'll tell you, you know.
And it's
do
going
we have
to
enough
be
room?
It's going to be a big opportunity to get some massive exposure. I mean, if you count the 14 something media, actually 16 now, the, you know, media that we have, and you look at each and every media that's confirmed to cover on this thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, Evander Holyfield's network is 3.6 million, I think, in Los Angeles alone. And then that's not counting all their distribution. I think it's like 37 million. And then Voice America is 67 million. Women's Broadcast Network is 50 million. Easy Way is a couple million. Fan TV is a couple million. I mean, if you add up all
the
numbers.
I've got a feeling this is going to be spreading out to the parking lot.
Well, and we're already talking to the Anaheim Convention Center for shuttle buses. Mm-hmm. We definitely need
to
get some more parking. And then the other thing, too, is we already have, I think it's 25 people that have reserved hotel rooms already that have flown in, reserved. And you know, everybody. And that's the thing is you better get the hotel rooms fast because they're filling up quick around that date. And actually, check this out. One of the hotels contacted us to do marketing with us, having, you know, they want us to do marketing for them based upon how much business that they got off of our event. How cool is that?
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, it's it's the excitement factor that's in there, and I don't know. It just, you know, the way things spread today with social media and, you know, all these new little things you keep telling me about, you know, the new type of text form you have and a new type of this and that. Boy, they're popping up all the time, and. Of course, we're kind of keeping up with Aretha's tech time. She keeps us informed.
Hey, Aretha, I think you should host with me at the event. We should put a microphone in your hand and do what we usually do. Like, remember that event we did at the toy drive where we had almost 10,000 toys donated and you and I were on stage?
Absolutely.
That was a lot of toys.
I always love to host, and especially for your birthday because you know it's going to be lots of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the birthdays
go
over. Yeah, they really go over. And, you know, we had that one at the home, and people were coming in from all over.
That's
and
what I'm talking about.
And we had one. We had a good one right down. We got to get you down there sometime down in Vista at Inspired Images Studio. And I'll tell you, they purchased the post office, the old post office, and they had it gutted out. And you could see the old doors and walls behind the walls they tore down with the little peek holes and all that kind of stuff. It was crazy. And I'll tell you, that place was packed and the rain was coming sideways. It was stormy night. I was surprised anybody showed up and it was packed. And Jim and Lauren.
Speaking of San Diego, Easyway San Diego, we're going to be setting up for September, the big grand opening for the big film hub, the big workspace hub out there in San Diego. And so I'll be going out to San Diego around August. And then we also have Easyway Utah, Safe Solutions Now, which is one of our title sponsors, one of our bigger clients. And they have the Easyway headquarters. And in about a week, we'll be doing a live stream showing people the Easyway headquarters out there in Utah. See, even the dogs, even the animals are barking and give us a round of applause. It's so awesome what's happening.
Way. Would you believe that, Rita? The dog's actually wearing a sweater. Bark the easy way. How about that?
We love animals. And Bert Ward and his wife may be there at the event, and they have a really major charity for animals. They have a whole dog food that's like $15 or something in Walmart's, and that's Robin from Batman. And I mean, it's just going to be spectacular, and it is a benefit, guys, for American Cancer Society. This is a benefit, and anybody that donates, anybody that puts money in and supports American Cancer Society, and I'm not saying this is why you want to do it, but taxes are coming up, you know, I'm saying tax write-offs. But you know, anybody that puts that money in, what we're going to do is we're going to give them a featured post on Easyway Network, and we get thousands, we get hundreds of thousands, and we get millions of distributions. I mean, everybody knows we have a massive reach. We're going to do a featured post on my website on ericzulli.com/news. And I get thousands a day on my website. And so we're going to blow you up that you are one of our Easyway Cares donors. And we're actually going to have awards for people that donate a certain amount of money to American Cancer Society. We're going to be honoring some big people. I mean, it's just incredible what we're putting together. And we're open for people that want to help. There's going to be gift bags. I already have like 7 people that have come to me that want to help with gift bags. So if you're in the VIP area, there's going to be real nice gift bags. I know we have 6 or 7 items now that have been submitted.
Am I not picking up something to do with the gift situation from Pepper down in LA?
Yeah, from Actors Reporter, they're donating 14 boxes of like really custom cups. That's kind of cool.
That's where I'm going. Yep, meet Pepper. But anyway, let's see. With our engineer, we got we're going a little on overtime. 11:10. I guess Reese. I guess it's about time to
way on overtime.
I just told my team to extend the time. I haven't hung out with you guys in a while, my Easyway fam, and people are loving the show. So, but yeah, we do gotta go, guys. So thanks for having me on, and it's always fun doing it the Radio Boomers live way.
Radio Boomers live
on Easyway Network. So EasywayNetwork.com, guys. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Right. It's always great to have Eric on. I love a man with his own theme music. I say it all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know any other man, but other than Shaft. Well, Shaft and Eric.
Well, Reese, what's complicated is when we go to a restaurant and he's got to stand outside and I got to play the radio to everybody and then he walks in. But anyway, Carol Creekmore, she's her and her team with Queen Turner and the group, they got Diva Glamas. They're going to change what we're saying about it takes you 2 times to get up off the couch to prove you're a baby boomer. No, they're going to change all that. So it's all in the attitude, so in what you think. And till next week, guys, Radio Boomers Live with Reese and I signing out till Monday, Reese, right? It'll be here before you know
it. Monday
so
morning,
on, guys.
10 a.m. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Rita Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easyway Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.